I'm a huge believer in that any job that you get, it is what you make it. So it's not just defined by the job title. Like if you take the initiative and you do more, or you come up with great ideas, even when your boss is not asking you for it, then you make that job your own. And so that's what I did at the Fresno Bee. I really wanted to kind of do something really interesting. So my big project that summer was that Fresno had this gang problem, and it probably still does. So I really wanted to explore that. And I happened to be young, so I was 19, I think, at the time. I had really long hair. I had hair down to my shoulders. So I really looked the part in a way, and I used that to my advantage. And I embedded myself with these Asian gangs. Like, after work, I would go out with them, and I would go on rounds with them. Like, you know, I was very clear that I was a reporter for the newspaper. I wasn't like hiding it. I was like, I want to just understand what you guys go through. I wanted to see what you guys are doing. So, you know, just don't, you know, I mean, obviously, I'm here as a newspaper. So whatever you do, I'm going to have to, you know, observe it. But they got comfortable with me because I would be there all the time and understanding. So I really wanted to figure out like why they were joining gangs, why they felt like they had to you know, resort to some you know, criminal activity, why that was appealing to them. And I spent weeks, you know, getting into their head, getting into their culture, and then I wrote this big story for the Fresno Bee, like this Sunday front page story, as part of my project.
Wow, that was brave of you to do that.
Well, you know, I don't know if I ever got myself into like there was one time where I remember I was in the back seat of a car talking to some gang members. And another car pulled up, and it was a rival gang. And then, of course, everybody in the car pulled out guns, because that's what you do when you're in a gang, and another gang shows up in, you know, in another car. And I thought for sure that we were gonna end up in some sort of shootout, you know. And luckily, it actually didn't happen. But that's the kind of environment that you put yourself in when you hang out with gangsters. But that's the kind of thing you have to do to understand who they are.
And also, like, I love what you're saying, going above and beyond. Let's go back to like how you became editor-in-chief. This is a great lesson for everybody to learn. Like, you took the part, you know, and did more than was expected of you. Yeah. Also, you told me about your internship. I think that's a great lesson. You applied for 50, but you got one. And all you need is one, right?
All you needed was one to start. Then other people said, oh, okay, if this newspaper is going to take a chance on you. And then obviously, if you do a lot of good work, then you start to build a body of work, and which is, you know, which you just build upon. It's like the foundation, then you build on that.